Peepers.
Express yourself.
Sending out a very, very, very good morning to everyone listening out there in KYUK land. This is Friday morning's KYUK's talk line. I'm Peter Atchek.
And I'm Lillian Michael.
Yes,
sitting
today,
in for Diane McCaffrey.
Yes, that's right. Diane will be gone for a couple of more weeks or so. But we're fortunate to have Atmak with us today.
And if Diane's listening, I believe May 20th was her birthday, so happy belated birthday, Makista. She used to work in Kuikluk as a social worker, and she got the name Makista because she loves to make.
Yeah, that's a good name.
Uh-huh.
A powerful name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So talk line, you all know that talk line, the listeners can call in and express whatever's on your mind, and we welcome any announcements and just people to call kindly and be nice to each other during this time. And we have our first caller already. We got John Nick. Good morning to
good
you,
morning, John.
Good
morning,
John.
Morning, both of you. How you doing there?
Good.
Good.
Oh, boy, it's really nice out now, huh?
Yep.
Wonderful,
people
yes.
People are catching kings now.
Yeah.
I want to remind everyone, Gillis has been sending out their pamphlets for voting. And they have three incumbents that I like to... or Anna Sattler, Wayne Dawn, and another person replacing the current board members we have on there now. It'll cut down on nepotism on the issues of all the things that they govern over there. Because there are a lot of things go under the ELOC system, the friendship system, and the cousin system. We need to get out of there. Now, they have term limits. They don't even abide by their term limits. I don't understand. Year after year, we have the same incumbents over there, the same people running, yet they have a term limitation. They don't abide by that. Why do they have that? Maybe Tom can answer that. Why go above, beyond the term limits and go over and over and over and over again?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the first time I ever heard the incumbent say that the system is corrupt. I can see the corruption. You know, if you're going to abide by rules, follow the rules. Don't overstep and do something else again. Same thing, you know. We need to have a change for our shareholders so that we can be treated equally amongst the administrators and the Gillespie board and Gillespie as itself. We need to have people that speak up for these things.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be afraid to speak up. They ain't going to do nothing to you. We all have the freedom of speech here, so they can't threaten you. If they ever try to threaten you, you can put a lawsuit on that. That'd be coercion. So, anyway, I want everyone to know, please mail in your proxies. You might be eligible to win the $10,000 prize, but we never see it. I heard. I never see it.
Kind of like
publishers sending out their documents saying you're going to be a millionaire in a couple of days. Yeah, right.
Who knows, John? You might get it.
Yeah, that's true.
Who knows? Never know, you know. And
but I understand
you got about that time, you know.
You got to vote online to do that.
Yeah, we got to laugh once in a while at issues. Otherwise, you know, we kind of get too serious about it. But there are serious issues that people should go and look into, you know.
Yeah.
And be outspoken. Let Tom, why do term limits, is my question is, why go over and over the term limits?
Yeah.
You know, anyway, that's enough of that.
Okay.
I want to wish everyone a really good, safe weekend. And the Kings are running, I heard, the Kessin through drifting and stuff. I hope you guys have an abundance of fish, good fishing. And wear your life jacket.
Yes.
Please don't drink and drive. And still watch out for hidden objects under the water.
Yes.
You know, there are logs and stuff. Yet.
That's true, yes.
So, anyway, thank you, guys.
Well, we thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
I'm going to call you Atmach and Eskimo.
Okay. Okay, good to hear from John. You know, I'm sure somebody from Chilista, you know, Tom might be listening. So if you would respond to John's concern and question this morning, you know, that would be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then also, on another note, you know, would be nice to hear from Department of Fish and Game more. Or
U.S. Fish and Wildlife,
mm-hmm. yes, regarding...
Regarding tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow and the other, what else is going on,
mm-hmm.
you know, with fisheries this year. So, we you know, and we got to hear some papers, you know, but we'd rather hear from from the officials in charge of, you know, these openings and fisheries on the Kuskokwim.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are listening, and we'd enjoy... We always enjoy hearing from them. Mm-hmm. I think you had an interview with somebody yesterday. Was
Ray Bourne.
Yeah.
He's the head of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
Yeah, I heard only bits and pieces of that, you know, but, you know, it was about fisheries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's about that, the June 1 happenings.
Yeah.
And how far, what all is going to go on.
Yeah.
And for those with limited English, please know that U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has Yupik-speaking people up there employed.
Good. Yes, that's important. Yes, a lot of...
To understand.
Especially, the people limited with understanding English. Yes, yeah, that's important. For a lot of the villagers are like that. They're mm-hmm. all Yupik.
More comfortable in talking in Yupik than English.
Yeah, yes.
To get the point across.
Yeah. During Kitwachtuku yesterday, you know, we had, I might be wrong, was it Tulik? Chris, maybe?
Yeah,
somebody
Chris
from,
Tulik.
Yeah, from Fish and Wildlife.
Yes, yeah,
he was able to talk in Yupik and respond, you know, to questions. So, yeah, he did real well. And then, anyway, it's good that they do have our people that speak, you know, the language,
mm-hmm.
you know, employed up there. So, yes, yeah, exciting time of the year when people, you know, start gathering fish. And
is your fish camp ready?
Well, sort of. Our boat, you know, is we've been working on our boat more because it needed some attention this year. So. I'm Kiguna.
Okay, Herman Morgan of Aniak. Good morning, Herman.
Yeah, good morning. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to call for a while, but because some people were talking to me on radio and I tried to say something, but somebody told me to call, but I wouldn't call as much, but, you know, we're talking about fishing and all the things that are happening, you know. Last week or a week ago, Kalskag, they pump out their sewage to go right into the river, right when the snouts are coming. And that's so dirty, you know, because they did a study in most of the rivers in America. They have a lot of antibiotics in them, and they got to find a better way, maybe move their sewage to go away from the river. Even in Bethel, when I drive on Bethel one time, boy, the river smelled like sewer. Because they dump out the sewage lagoon and or in their puppet and the brown slough, you know, it goes into the river, and that's our food, you know. You know, instead of Bethel having that swimming pool, they should use that money to protect our fish, get a sewage treatment plant, because that's so sick to dump the sewage into the river, you know. It's hurting us. There's a lot of disease, and... you know, talking about fishing game, I agree. They should come on and tell us themselves. Because it seems like we're catching more king salmon this year. Quite a few people have been catching king salmon. And, you know, by not letting us fish with 6-inch mess, the red salmon are getting, like tapeworms, a lot of them. And they get even in their meat, there's some kind of clear worms and, they got to do something, and when you cut fish, when you see tapeworms in your job, don't throw it in the river. Bury it or burn it, because that just spread disease. But, you know, they have to think of us. You know, we need food, you know, it's our way of life, and just to give you something to read and not come on themselves, you know, hurt and ask some questions, that's hurting our way of life, you know. Our Father God, He give us some fish. He give us some fish, and he say, let you destroy the earth. If you see the way things are going, you know, it looks like they say this is the end times. You see the way people are acting. And, you know, the council Some of them, you could recall them. If you don't like what they're doing, do a recall petition. We don't need more liquor stores, you know, just to pay for a swimming pool. Recall some of them. Same way with our lawmakers in juvenile. They're still talking about our permanent fund. I'm glad a lot of people called. Our two representatives, you know, one of them's up for re-election, and think about how she votes when it comes time to vote, you know, because that permanent fund belongs to us. You know, in downstate, like San Francisco, they're bringing so many illegal aliens, they're going bathroom right in the street, and that's spreading disease, and some of it's happening in Anchorage, and there's, what, 6 million from Ethiopia, they're trying to go to through Mexico, and they're setting planes to different places, and we're starting to see them, and, you know, God saying the end times will see this, and, let me read what it says, you know, we have to believe in God, believe in Christ Jesus, his son, and be careful about these other religions that tell you have to do other things other than just believing that Christ Jesus came and died for our sins. You know, read what it says here. We're seeing some strange things happening. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. We'll see some scary things happening, and they got to stop these villages from dumping sewer, their sewage lagoons. There's a 4-inch pipe, and they pump 2 weeks straight, day and night, right into the river when the salmon are swimming and when the smelts are swimming too, you know. We need to pray and ask God and read your Bible. The end times are getting pretty close, and it's sad to see Bethel not doing something about all that sewer that's going into the river. That's dirty, man. There's antibiotics, there's disease. They should do something about that and try to use that swimming pool. And recall some of them council members that are doing that. And I agree about what you're saying about Calista, you know. A lot of people, they want that mine. It's the biggest earthen dam in North America, 2 miles long, 700 feet high. They bring a ton of cyanide up there. It's our way of life. It's being hurt. Yeah, that race should come on that people ask some questions, you know.
Okay.
Let's just give you guys something to read, because that's our way of life. And if there's salmon, 2 salmon or more, let us fish with 6-inch mess. Don't cut a cold or stone like that, you know. Think of us. Can you,
okay.
I did probably call it Bob or whatever. He never give his last name, you know. But it's okay, you know. We care for our people and our future generations. It's okay if they do that. Okay, you guys.
All right. Well, thank you, Herman.
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning to you. Yes.
Good morning, upriver. If anyone needs to call or wants to call, call talk line at 543-5985 or 2756 or toll free at 1-800-995-8954.
Or you can email radio@kyuk.org, and you can do that anonymously if you like. And always nice to hear from different villages, you know, and different voices, you know. If you're a long time listener, and we'd love to hear your voice for the first time on the air or on KYUK. So feel free to call. Our lines are open at this time. So, and the weather's just beautiful outdoors. There's a slight breeze, and we see plenty of blues up on a top, and you know, just wonderful looking weather outdoors. So, yes, and I don't know what the forecast is, but me, I'm sticking to that blue sky.
Today is beautiful.
Yeah, it looks nice. Yeah, and then we're just going to claim that, you know, and then let it be like that, you know, throughout the remainder of the weekend.
I envy those people who go out to fish camps and sleep over and wake up to the sound of birds all over.
Yeah.
Just peace and quiet.
That's right. You know, when we camped out last weekend, my wife and I, between here and Thunder Villages in the lake. Man, the swans were singing, you know, at midnight. They were just making all kinds of beautiful sounds, and the birds were, you know, all kinds of birds. I never heard that much birds from a long time. Maybe in the past, and I heard them, but they didn't affect me, or I didn't notice them like that. You know, because it's been a long time.
Maybe
since
you, when you get to a certain age, you start to realizing that there's birds.
Maybe. We have a caller.
Okay. Aaron Moses, good morning.
Hey, everybody. This is Aaron Moses. I work, I'm the subsistence specialist at
Fish Wildlife. Right. Oh, cool. Yeah.
Hey, I just got, want to talk to you guys about the new notice that came out. It's a little confusing because the river's split in two sections right now.
Okay.
From the Yukon Delta boundary mouth at the Kuskokwim to the Fish and Game regulatory marker half a mile above Tuxark River, you can fish right now till midnight with 6-inch or less gill nets. It'll close tonight at midnight for that area.
Okay.
And then from half a mile above Tuxark to the Yukon Delta National Wildlife boundary mark above Aniak, it'll also close tonight at midnight, but there's no restrictions right now in that area. Starting June 1 through June 11 for all Kuskokwim waters within the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge, harvest of Chinook salmon will be allowable with dip nets, beach seines, fish wheels, and rod and reels in the main stem of the Kuskokwim River. Gill nets in the main stem are not allowed until announced. And please call the Fish Wildlife Service fish line number at 543-1008. Gill nets and all other methods in the salmon spawning tributaries are not allowed for Chinook salmon. And gill nets in non-salmon spawning tributaries will be allowed above the 100-yard mark. And me and the fisheries biologist here are going out to those non-salmon tributaries and marking those 100 yards for people. And on June 1st, there's going to be a set net opportunity for 6-inch or less set net gill nets for federally qualified users from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The restrictions are that they must be attached to the bank, they must be oriented perpendicularly to the river, they may not exceed 60 feet in length, and they may not be operated more than 100 feet from the ordinary high watermark. For right now, that's what we got, what's going on with the fisheries right now.
One question I had after we talked to Ray Bourne the other day, this ordinary high water mark, does that mean the beach?
Yeah, where it would be normally
high water
at high tide, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
And then there is that, like it has to be within 100 feet from that mark out?
Yes.
Okay, in other words, like you couldn't set a net in the middle of the river.
No, it has to be as close as possible to the bank.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so the way we understood it, you know, June 1, which is tomorrow starting at 11 a.m., we have a set net opportunity for fishers out there for subsistence, and then 6-inch mesh. Or smaller, and then 60 feet in length. Did I get that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Good. The more we understand, the better.
Yes. There's so much to read.
Yeah.
And if people, we update our fisheries update line, it's a recording, the 543-1008.
Yeah.
We're in the process of updating that right now, and it's pretty much going to say exactly what I just said.
Okay. And then now for the Yupik speakers or people that would, you know, understand Yupik only, what do you got?
I could, I wish I could translate it all in Yupik.
Uh-huh. I meant people that had questions that are Yupik, you know, they
or
can
have
call.
Limited English.
Or they can call up and then there's Yupik speakers there, right?
They could call, our main office at 543-3151 and ask for either me, Aaron Moses, or Christopher Tulick.
Okay.
And, we'll be, one of us is always around, so one of us will be able to explain what's going on.
Okay.
And this recording at 1008, will it be in both languages?
No, right now it's only in English.
Okay. It would be nice if it could be done in Yupik too.
Yes, press 3 or press 2.
We'll definitely look into
that and try to see if we could get that going.
That would be great if you can do that, yes. That was something, you know, to improve. We appreciate you calling, so we're going to keep our ears open for you and, you know, your coworkers for all throughout the fishing time.
I'll always be around, and if people have questions, just feel free to call the refuge. All of us here at the refuge are pretty up to date on what's going on, so pretty much everybody will be able to help you.
Okay.
Everybody out.
A lot of these notices, we're not familiar with the wordings and stuff, so we need, explanations.
Yeah, what we're trying to do is we're trying to make the notices a lot more simpler. So hopefully in the future that we're working pretty hard on trying to make it as easy to read as we can.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of legal stuff that we have to put in there, but we're going to try as hard as we can to try make it easier for people.
Sounds good,
well,
yes.
Good.
Always, yes.
Thank you so much.
Hey, and I got Alyssa Rogers here to do the other refuge update.
Okay.
Good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good.
And you?
Good. Doing good. Alrighty. So with all the River Refuge information that we have, I just wanted to have a first notification out there for our first annual celebration of salmon. It is titled that The Life and Return of Salmon We're Celebrating.
Wow.
This is a gathering hosted by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to give an opportunity to the public to meet the Kuskokwim River salmon management teams and discuss management strategies, overviews, and research projects.
Wow.
We believe that by bringing people together who care about a salmon in a way of celebration is just as important as gathering for meetings and discussing their future.
Yes.
A couple of the topics we'll be talking about is the life cycle of salmon, science and research projects, salmon escapement productivity, subsistence harvest surveys. We're going to be inviting Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group, Intertribal Fish Commission, and do an overall salmon management with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Fish and Game. Let's see, what else? We'll also be having lunch. We'll be grilling seasoned salmon and barbecue salmon, having some baked grilled garlic butter salmon, chopped salad, and grilled baked potatoes. So we want to invite everyone to attend. It's going to be June 21st, 2019. We'll be starting at 9 a.m. Coffee and refreshments will be available for those who decide to come and sit in on the meetings in the beginning. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Okay.
And then, that's still in a working progress, but I'll be putting out the flyers here pretty soon as soon as I get them finalized. And today is Clean Up Green Up Day. Every month we pick a day to clean up green up around U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service from the old Afanovic down to the Cultural Center. We'll be out on the roads in between 2 o'clock and 3:30 p.m. If you see us, go ahead and honk or come out and help us if you'd like. We're also doing our guided tours at U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. We have two areas we are now currently touring, BIA areas where our first trail is, and the second trail is out at the Hanger Lake.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So we'll be open from 8:30 to 4:30 every day, Monday through Friday, if you guys would like to come down and see us. We are having a 50% sale at our store here, Alaska Geographic items. If you guys want any learning material or anything else to make great gifts, we are definitely here for your services.
Very good.
Sounds good.
All right.
You're very good. Yes.
Thank you, Alyssa.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Right. Okay. First annual celebration of the return of the salmon. Wow, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Yay.
Edward Bethel, please call back. And if you didn't get through, please call back, Edward of Bethel. And that sounds good. June 21 is the longest day of the year. And that's a good time to have
forgot
that.
About that, yes.
And whatever, all those food items she mentioned were mouth-watering.
Yeah, but even what they're calling it, you know, sounds interesting. You know, the first annual celebration of the return of the salmon. That's an exciting time for a lot of people. We have Apawa, Chivak.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, just, you know, these housings or whatever, you know, they need to change their smoke alarm batteries, or if not, change their smoke alarm batteries for their houses, or their fire extinguishers need to be updated, and other villages update on their smoke alarms and fire extinguishers and whatnot, and how safety-wise.
Okay.
And so that would be all for summer, and will let everybody be safe this summer and well all through the year.
Okay.
Well, that's all I wanted. Okay there, Peter, you guys have a good one.
Okay, all right, you too. Yes, I don't know what, on those fire extinguishers and smoke alarms, I don't know if that's the tenant responsibility or the owners. You know, I think he's referring to AVCP housing, so I'm not sure what their guidelines are. So maybe if somebody from AVCP can respond to about their fire extinguishers needing to be checked and updated, and also
responsibility
the smoke alarm things. Okay. But our lines seem to be open.
Go ahead and if you want to say something, call us at 543-5985 or 2756, or toll free at 1-800-995-8954.
You know, yesterday I checked that site where the search and rescue effort is going on down there by Kinnick Construction.
Uh-huh.
And then they've been bringing up a lot of debris, you know. I've seen an old, it looked like, you know, one of the original motors, like maybe a two-horse engine.
Uh-huh.
Really weird looking, you know. But, it's been underwater for so long. But they hooked onto that apparently and brought it up, and along with the other debris that they've been collecting. And that motor, my eye was on that motor, because I remember seeing little motors like that, kind of like that, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And this was a Johnson brand, you know, so I don't know what year, but it seemed like they were able to look at the serial number or the model number on that. So,
mm-hmm.
And it really looks interesting. Uh-huh. And then like an old bike, the way they used to make bikes long time ago, that spool with wires attached to. You know, it's just weird looking, and really something.
To us now, they look weird.
Yeah, and antique, yeah. So are we time for break already?
We'll go for a break.
Oh, 1 minute starting now?
Yeah, in 1 minute.
Oh, it's going to start in 1 minute. All right. We'll keep yapping then, I guess, for a little bit.
My sister had a three-horse. And we used to see it around our house.
Yeah.
And they used to talk about, they said, the elders say when they first got their motors, they felt like they were going really fast.
Yeah, three horse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember a six horse.
And I remember riding in a boat with a 15 horse to fish camp.
Whoa, like you were flying.
Yeah,
I remember those. My first recollection of that, you know, I've seen two horses in the past, you know, but my dad's first, one of his first motors was a six horse, Johnson. And then, man, that thing went fast. We were just zooming by the tundra, you know, along the side of the river.
And now look at all these 115.
Yeah.
You know, really.
Six horses barely moving. We're on for a break.
Oh, break
one
time.
1 minute, yay. Take the hair muffs off a little bit. Well, but you can call in, listeners, you can call in during a break, you know, and our help, you know, we'll put you on hold until we come back, you know, in less than a minute. So.
Not what it looks like when you're doing what you're doing, what you're doing. express yourself.
All right, we're back. Yes, so please feel free to call in. The numbers are 543-KYUK.
543-2756.
1-800.
995.
Oh, man. 995.
8954.
I got a blank there. I had it memorized, you know, but I had a blank.
Or, I have those days. Yeah. Don't feel bad.
Or you could email radio at kyuk.org. Yes. Yes, it's good to chat and laugh now and then, you know. And that's what we're looking for, is people to call in. So our lines are open, so please feel free to call. And you can call anonymously if you'd like. You know, I don't know if we checked our email, but our computer started out dead this morning. But we plugged it in, and I think it's regaining some life now. So if your emails do come in. We have a caller from Bethel. We got
Susan from Bethel. Yay. Good morning,
hey,
Susan.
Good morning, Sue.
Hi. I have a question that maybe later on a city council or Mark Springer or somebody can call and enlighten.
Okay.
I understand it's going to be a pot shop, and I do believe pot does have medicinal purposes for different things, and it's true, it does help with like glaucoma and arthritis and side effect nausea from chemo and all that other stuff. But I think once the pot shop's here, people are just going to ask which one has the highest THC, and the other breeds will just gather dust in there. But anyway, that's my own opinion on that. I understood when people voted for marijuana statewide, it was approved, and that's what the people wanted. I understood, and maybe misunderstood, that in the rural areas of the state, it would be a local option situation. Now, my understanding of local option is from what alcohol is. It's like we can choose to be wet, damp, or dry, and the past two elections in Bethel confirmed that they do want a liquor store, so here we have a liquor store. I thought with local option, that meant we also vote on whether we want a pot shop or not. Now, I know the statewide committee has been working on what is a pot shop and what can it do and not do, but I still thought, understood or misunderstood, that with rural Alaska, local option meant we vote on if there's a pot shop or not, just like we voted on a liquor store or not. I mean, alcohol is already legal, but as rural Alaska, local option is, we vote on how we want it out here. That's the second layer of the people speaking of how they want this out here. So that's my question, is how come local option for pot didn't mean voting for a liquor store, I mean a pot shop, whereas with alcohol it did mean voting to be wet, damp, or dry. So that's my question to throw out there, and maybe someone will call and enlighten me on it. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Yes, that is a good question. So, yeah, if Mark... I don't know. If somebody is listening that knows about that, you know, we appreciate a call and respond to that. Yes. And people are... We had our first taste of the King the other day.
Wow, my son, haven't had one.
Oh, my son caught some, or caught three the other day, and that was... The first one is... Always the best.
The one we can't wait for.
Yeah,
like the first.
That first one. I like mine boiled, you know, plain boiled, and then after that, you know, they can cook them any way they like, you know. But the first one, you know, just
kind of like the smell.
Yeah.
After the first batch.
But King is, you know, salmon is different. You know, I can have salmon all summer if you know.
Yep, I can have it every day.
Yeah. That first one is the best, you know.
Any
which way is right, yes. But that first one, you know, it should be boiled for me. Yeah. We have a caller from Bethel.
Sam.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Sam.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, good morning to you.
I heard you talking about that awesome motor they found.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what year it is. Maybe I'll Google it up. Looks like the 20s.
Wow.
Wow, yes. Man, that they look awesome. I like those lungs or whatever they were, carburetors or?
looked like pistons on the side.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I thought they might have been. Pistons on the sides and make them look like there's a head and then somebody with a puffed up cheeks, you know.
Yeah.
But it looks so awesome, yes.
Anyway, we're still searching down there. I'd like to say a big thank you to Hooper Bay crew. They're going home this morning. I just brought them to the airport.
Whoa, wow. Thanks to them.
Yeah. Don't forget to thank them by the end of the show, too, Pete.
Yes, we'll do.
Yeah. And then the Muskegs been relentless. They've been coming every day. Kosiglik joined us yesterday, which really needed a new blood on our search. Mm-hmm. And, if anybody around Bethel that can come down and bring a boat, come and help us out, we'd appreciate it.
Now, can people without boats, I mean, like some people may not have...
There'll be people with boats. And, we recommend it at least in that area because it's so snagging with a lot of stuff on the bottom.
Yeah.
Safer with three people in
yes,
a boat.
Yes, absolutely, mm-hmm. Yes. That's what I was going to ask you. Yeah.
Yeah, and bring your flow coats.
Yes.
If not, we got some down at our search building that we could let you use.
Uh-huh. How about people that might want to donate some food or...
Monies would be good, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
We're burning up a lot of money on gas. I think we're filling like 9 6-gallon pans a day, maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, our monies are depleting and...
Yeah.
We'd appreciate it. And if they want to do food, you know where to tell them to bring it up, Pete.
Yeah. Yes, you know, at the headquarters, right?
Either the headquarters or down at the search camp.
Yeah, that search camp is kind of confusing. You got to make a turn here and turn there for some people.
This week, we've been leaving the building open because Hooper Bay is staying there.
Yeah.
And they could call my number. I'm floating around doing what I can to help. 545-6555. I know Mike's going to be busy this weekend they got plans for something going on here.
Okay.
Yeah. Or they could call you up, Pete.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. But you know where to bring it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I got today. And other than that, please don't drink in your boats, wear your bro coat, and especially the kids. I seen a couple coming out in the Muskegs flew yesterday morning. There was three kids in the boat. The mom was drunk. The dad was half shot. I tried to pull them, but they wouldn't listen. They were up their throttle and ran away from me.
Mm. Mm. Oh.
There's something a beep. Making that. Yeah, there's a loud beeping noise.
Is that your phone or somebody outside or what?
That's the water truck.
Oh, you guys are getting water.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Sam. Yes. All right. Yeah. That beeping sound. Yeah. Was was it quite
makes you makes you pay more attention to it than what they're saying. But Sam, thank you, Sam. Wants to donate to the search and rescue, you can call Sam at 545-6555.
Easy to remember number.
Oh, yeah. The direction to the base camp.
Yeah. Well, first of all, they're the SAR headquarters is easier to find. It's across from the cultural center, directly across, you know, by Lions Club. Take that road by Lions Club and make a right. And then behind that Consett building, there's Bethel SAR headquarters there.
Okay.
But the one to the where they're searching, you know, that's a little more difficult to find. You know, it's on that Standard Oil Road, and then you take the Knick Road going towards the river, and it's in the Knick Yard down there. So you got to be careful going through there because there's a lot of heavy equipment and machinery all over the place. So, and then they got a freezer van or container there that they're operating out of. But do we have a caller? Okay.
Can people get to the base camp by boat?
Is it
easier to get there by boat than...
Yes, it's easier to get there by boat. You see the Creek Yard down, you know, by... on that Standard Oil Road, you know, that area. below Crowley. It's okay. The last part of Bethel on the river. You know, as you go along the river on the Bethel side, and then it's the last yard, and you see all those drag hooks and boats and the van there. So,
is there like a marker or something? Would people know?
Yeah, people will know. You don't need a marker. You just see people there dragging, and then all those drag bars there. So there's people there all the time.
Okay.
And yes. So anyway, that's a really good effort. They've been concentrating in this one area, so I kind of think that they're, you know, you got to be there to hear what they got so far. You know, I don't want to say, but you know, they got some leads.
Mm-hmm.
So
I hope they work.
Yeah, I think they will. Yeah, it's just taking a little extra time because that terrain is underneath on the bottom of the river. That terrain is quite different from other areas we've been to in the past. You know, it's not flat, and then there's ditches, and there's a lot of kinds of debris and sandbags and just anything imaginable. You can see all of that, what they've been bringing up, you know, on the beach.
Do you think those drag bars can reach those ditches and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's how they're designed. You know, some of them have long strings, you know, so in other words, if your drag bar is still up on the top and there's a little hill or mm-hmm. a little mole uh-huh. on the bottom, then those drag bars with long strings on them will reach way down into the ditch.
Oh, okay.
You know, so
I've never seen one, so I don't.
Yeah, they're designed especially for our kind of dragon style that we do around uh-huh. here. But we've always welcomed to see and try out different methods. You know, some in the past have tried out like skis, you know, like snow machine skis, and then they have a bar attached to it with strings uh-huh. and hooks on the bottom, those snack hooks, and then they got a couple of different kinds. Wow. And a quick look at a triangle style, so that was different too. That is different. Quick look at their own design, uh-huh. and we've tried that. I didn't see that when I went by to visit them yesterday. I didn't see the quick look style, which is kind of like a triangle. But those work too. Uh-huh. Good. So our lines are open, look like.
Please call 543-5985-2756 or 800-995-8954.
Or you can email anonymous or it's radio@kyuk.org. And our lines are open, and we understand that on a beautiful day like this, you know, a lot of people are out, but there's people still out there, you know, that are listening to the radio, and we would like to hear from you today. And weekends are always special. There's always stuff going on. I think we have a Saturday market, although we haven't heard anybody verifying that.
Mm-hmm.
But
it would be nice if they could call.
Yeah. And then they got some kind of camps for kids too going on.
Summer camps?
Yeah, something like that, you know, but it would be nice to hear from somebody that knows about that. We got a call from Hooper Bay. We got Ben. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning, Peter. Good morning, yeah. Everybody.
Mm-hmm. I got Atpunk with me.
Long time no here, Peter.
Yeah, you too, Ben.
I thought I'd listen in.
Okay.
This morning, I usually call about a couple of times a year, so.
Yes, we like to hear from you.
I was wondering, the year is 2019, sooner or later, I hope we send a couple young guys to scuba diving school. I don't know how much they cost. I would think that would be a worthwhile cost and effort.
Yeah. Wow.
What one man can do, so can you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always my thinking. There's no such thing as can't.
No, I agree.
Our hearts all were. Mike and Helen are one of my very good friends in life. When they finally come, when Mike comes, he usually comes and eat at my house. So our hearts are hurting all over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I'd call in earlier this week and on another subject. I know over the past year, the liquor store in Bethel has been a sore subject.
Yeah.
People here started speaking on the VHF, the hoop. People from here, our people do not support the liquor store, the shareholders, Sea Lion shareholders, because we had no say so in it. Next thing you know, we have hoop purveyors own a liquor store, but that was done behind our backs, the shareholders, we the hoop purveyors, because we know we're one of the villages that had suffered the most from losing people through alcohol, along with that's in every village, since we're the biggest, we've seen our biggest, I think we've seen the biggest share of losing people through alcohol.
Yeah.
For a village, I know it's hard to talk about, but things always need to be said. Somebody's not going to say it, who's going to say it? I know usually our people voice out their concerns, but they're so shy and scared to say it in public, outright public like this, you know?
Yeah.
To be on the fair side also, the voters from Bethel wanted it. That's the thing. But as for we the people, Sea Lion shareholders here from Hooper Bay, we didn't direct our board of directors to open one. It was done without our consent.
Mm.
I wanted to be clear and certain about that because...
Yeah.
I've seen people out on the Facebook hating people from my hometown and finger-pointing our village.
Yeah.
Sure, it's good to hear you, Peter.
Yeah, you too, Ben. We appreciate that. You know, it's been a while since we heard your voice.
I don't know. Maybe.
Hey, we just wanted to let the people of Hooper Bay know that those young men that Hooper Bay send over this way, the people of the Kuskokwim really appreciate, you know, the really good deed that Hooper Bay has done. You know, our hats off to Hooper Bay and those young men that were been here. The last while, you know, helping out with that search and rescue effort. So it really shows that people do care, and we appreciate Hooper Bay for going forward with that. You know, we'd love to, you know, we can't say enough about the kind of volunteers that, you know, drop what they're doing and come over and help, you know, even though summertime is always busy for people, you know, but people really do care. So, Kuyana to Hooper Bay.
Yeah, Kuyana Hooper Bay.
When somebody passes in the Delta, even though we don't know them, our heart hurts. Even though we're so big, we're so small, you know. We all got families in the Yukon and Cusco and up and down the coast. It's like we're such a big family, even though we're far apart.
Yes, that's right.
We're all human beings.
Yes, okay. Well, we certainly appreciate you coming... You know, calling in.
Okay, Peter, you have a good day.
You too. We want to wish you the same. Wonderful day. Okay, yeah, there was some static or something.
Okay.
You know, but we do have a caller from
Vernon,
Bethel.
Vernon from Bethel.
Hey, good morning, Vernon. Good morning,
Vernon.
Well, good morning, Mr. Atchak and the original Akmuk. How are you all doing this morning?
Original.
Anyhow,
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. Anyhow, I'm actually, you probably hear a plane in the background. I'm actually standing outside on the cusp of Plum River at the mouth of Brown Slough. Okay. You know, we're right across from the City Harbor, Bethel City Harbor.
Right.
And, you know, it brings back a lot of memories. You know, I grew up here in Bethel, and, you know, this is actually originally where my mom's and dad's Blue Eyes Fish Camp were, right next to Ducky's Fish Camp and across Eddie Hoffman's Fish Camp way back in the day before, well, there you go, before the, before the sea wall was built. So, you know, it's really always good to be home. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to, you know, thank my mother and my family for always accepting me back home and, you know, allowing me to stay with them when I do come and visit and all the good food they provide for me. And on behalf of my mother, Laura, you know, I just wanted to say thank you to ONC and Yvonne Waska for bringing her, first King Salmon this year.
Wow.
So, yes, you had a good taste of it. I had a good taste of it. First melt and had some native food, seal meat, and, you know, dinyak with seal oil and dried pipe and foods I miss, you know, because I do live out of state.
Yeah.
So it's always good to be back home. And, you know, I just want to reiterate to the people that provide for her, thank you so much, including my family, my brother, my brothers and sisters. You know, speaking of elders, you know, please, for you folks out there, you know, don't forget your elders. My mother, I came home for her 87th birthday.
Wow.
And, you know, she just turned 87th on May 17th. And, you know, I just have a couple more days and, you know, spending time with her, you know, just sitting with her and talking with her.
Yeah.
And, you know, for you folks that have parents out there, don't forget them. You know, they love you. You know, they brought you up. They raised you and hopefully right them, you know, with your traditions. So even a visit without talking, if you don't know how to talk to your family, just be there. Your presence makes a big difference.
Good for you.
So that was one thing that I wanted to bring up and, you know, thanking, you know, people that provide for her. So, you know, there's couple things. You know, I listen to KYK religiously. You know, speaking religiously, you know, sometimes I babble, so please forgive me. But I guess a guy by the name of Herman had, you know, brought up some issues, and the first one was Jalista. And, you know, for you folks, you know, Jalista has been in the news in the past, you know, good and bad, you know, some bad, you know, lawsuits and whatnot. So you people out here that want change, you know, stop voting for the same people, you know, and don't let Jalista, option one, there's two options, option one and option two. You know, speak your mind, speak for yourself. Like you. And, you know, think about the issues and the problems out here, you know, and do not let anybody, what's the word I'm looking for, you know, if somebody endorses somebody, just because they're endorsed doesn't mean they're the best candidate. So, you know, use your best judgment and vote for people that will take care of this region. You know, this is the region of Jalista, the shareholders of 56 villages. And, you know, they have their main office in Anchorage. You know, some of these people that you vote for, they live in Anchorage, you know. So, you know, vote for people that will come here and, you know, help the people that Jalista is supposed to do for us, the shareholders. You know, we are the shareholders. So if you continue voting for the same people, the same stuff is going to happen. So if you want change, vote with your best conscience and who you think is the best candidate or, you know, on the board. And he also mentioned Donlin Gold, and I've always been opposed to, you know, the biggest one, biggest Donlin Gold mine. No Donlin Gold, no Pebble Mine. And, you know, once the Donlin Gold comes in, you know, it's going to get worse. So, you know, just my thoughts, and those are my opinions. And also, I want to
appreciate them. Yes.
Yes, and I also want to thank Sam for calling in regarding the, you know, the church down down the river here, right across the corner by Standard Oil. You know, prayers to the families and to the rescuers and searchers that, you know, they find or, you know, get some solace, you know, finding the victim and the body, and, you know, help them, you know. So, I think I don't know. I don't have anything else to say.
Well,
but
you're just in time. Your time is up.
Welcome home and enjoy your stay.
Okay, thank you, Vernon.
All right,
nice to hear you again. Yes,
and we also have Renee of Bethel.
Yes,
good morning,
Renee.
Good morning.
Yes.
Just going to give an update on things that are happening.
Yes.
As you know, this Sunday we're having the huge garage sale, swap meet, whatever you want to call it, from 12 to 3. All tables are just $5. Bring all your stuff, clean your house out, get rid of that stuff that accumulates over the winter. And whatever you don't sell.
That comes on automatically, but you go ahead. Yes.
whatever you don't want to take away with you, you can leave on the tables, and we'll have a big giveaway day on Monday. And both of those times are from 12 to 3.
Okay.
So people can come in and set up at 11 on Sunday. And the other one I want to mention is we got art camp June 17 to 21, the first art camp, and June 24 to 28 is the second art camp, and they're for 6 to 12-year-olds.
Okay.
Call Laura, 543-4515.
Okay.
And the last thing I'm going to mention is our next Saturday market will be on June 29th. That's the last Saturday in June. And anybody that wants to express yourself.
Yeah,
we're back.
Yeah. But does it look like we have a caller?
Sam okay. from Bethel. Good morning,
yes.
Sam.
Good morning.
Good morning,
good
yes.
Good morning.
Yeah, what are we talking about? Anything?
Yes, for you, yes, it can be anything.
Okay, hi, Pete.
Good morning.
Sam, I'm calling from Bethel, but I'm originally from Cruise Ship, though.
Uh-huh. Oh. Yes, good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Sam.
Yeah. Did you see how the snouts were running this year?
Heavy?
Yeah, usually come and go right away, but this year they came and stayed 2-3 days in a village, and then they were still there, but they were gone after 2-3 days. That's in each village. This is unheard of. I've never heard it that way. They usually dip one day, and then they're gone the next day. But this year, like, they're dipping. Some of them are dipping up to in the same spot 2 days after smelts had gone through.
Ah, they've taken their time, huh?
This is a little different this year.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me wonder and make me think and smile when I thought about it. I said, what if the kings are that way? If the kings are, when they, we got our first taste of king about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's really early and makes me think about the smelts and how they were running. And then I thought, well, I hope the kings are so abundant or so numerous that this game will have no choice but to keep the salmon season open all summer. They'll be so because of so much fish in the river. But
wow.
that's a wild dream of mine.
But it's good to have dreams like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if it does come true? And then we'll say, it's not our doing, it's somebody's doing this. This is somebody that most of us don't even know or don't even think about.
Mm-hmm.
It's most likely from the man upstairs that making this all happen.
Okay.
But anyway, back to what the guy from Hooper Bay was talking about. He's got some sense on his shoulders, that fella. But anyway, for doing something behind the shareholders' back is something that it had never happened before. But if they're keeping quiet about it, maybe they the phrase the guy who started all this, but I think really it's just a money issue that's making this all happen. But have you ever wondered why in Bethel, the ones that made the loudest noise to get all this for alcohol to be open, for liquor stores to be open, the ones that made the loudest noise are right now the super quietest, and they don't even get on the talk show no more. They used to be on the talk show numerous times. They talk about it, but now they're really quiet after so many deaths that's been happening in our, not only in Bethel, in our village, too. It's mostly the young people that are dying off, not the older ones. But anyway, yeah. The only thing we have to do is just pray about it.
Yes.
It's the only thing we can do. Mm. And we all know that prayer, if you do it with your heart, it can be answered.
Yes.
All right, Pete.
Okay, all right,
I gotta
Sam.
Go. I'm at work, and somebody might be, bosses might be listening, and they might be looking for me. Okay,
good for
Pete,
you, Sam.
You guys have a good weekend.
Wonderful to hear from you, Sam.
We'll go right to Janelle from Bethel.
Yes, good morning,
Janelle.
Do we lose her? Janelle.
Hello.
Good morning, yes.
Good morning, hi.
Yes.
I'm calling in to announce our raffle winners from our recycling program.
Oh, with ONC?
Yeah, with ONC.
Okay.
So there was Ashley Gushin. She won a KYUK bag. Mm-hmm. Thank you for donating. Kathy Hansen won an AVAC bag. Martha Larson, she won another $50 Subway gift card. Joseph Andrew, he won a swag bag from the Culture Center. And David Cormick, who won a $100 gift card at AC.
Wow. Congratulations.
Congratulations to all of them. I also want to remind our recyclers to clean out the cans and bottles. Mm-hmm. As I go through them, and I don't want to throw out any recycling bottles and cans.
Yeah.
And also, more announcements are posted on our Facebook page and our ONC website, which is nativecouncil.org. And another reminder for anyone that recyclables, if they're filled up, we pick them up. Just gotta give us a call at
543-2608. Okay. Sounds really good. We're so appreciative of what ONC is doing. You know, recycling, you know, is a good thing to see.
Yes, thank you. Do you have any questions before I go?
No, we just want to thank you for what you guys are doing.
And
okay, cool. Thank
once
you.
Once again, congratulations to those winners.
Yes.
Yeah. There are three winners that haven't picked up their bags. If not, we can drop them off. We'd like to get a picture with them.
Okay.
Ashley Glashin, Martha Larson, and Kathy Hansen. If you guys hear me, come see me at ONC or give us a call.
Yes, I'm sure they'll hear you. If they're not listening, then somebody's going to tell them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right. Very good. Kuyana, thank you. We're going to go on to our next caller from Bethel. We got
Robert Hoffman.
Hey, Gaia, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Pete. And that professional Eskimo speaker there. Right. I love that woman.
Yeah.
She's going to teach me more someday.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the reason why I'm calling is to help out these last couple of callers were mentioning that about voting for the same people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to correct that, and I hope everybody is listening.
Okay.
Because it's not the people always voting for the same people. It's the privilege of Church Administration having the privilege to cast their votes.
Mm-hmm.
Where they get their votes from, I don't really know. The reason they say it is so that they enable them to have a quorum. Personally, whether there's a quorum or no quorum, the people will gather. Mm-hmm. And that's the main purpose of everything, so that the people gather and associate with one another. And to conduct business can be postponed if there's no quorum. But the reason they're not, I believe the people are not voting for the same people all the time. It's a privilege of Tillich administration having the privilege to vote, cast their votes. And like I said, where they get their votes from, and the reason why they're using them to have a quorum is not the way I really, really think. I mean, you know,
yeah.
That's the main reason that the same people continuously be on there, is that the Chalista administration or the Chalista company gets the privilege of voting. They use the excuses that these are people's given to them privilege to vote. I don't believe that. I just don't know where they get their votes from.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Tom is listening. But that's just to fix the people that are informing us that the people are continuously voting for the same people. That's not true.
Mm.
That's the reason I know I was on there for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the reason why they chose to use them votes was to create quorum.
Yeah.
To conduct business. But I've been to quite a few annual meetings since then. I don't see no business being conducted anyway. So I don't really believe that quorum to conduct business is a reason to you have Chalice administration casting votes. I believe it's the people's wishes. If they get to vote on their own alone, they then would get who they would want to for them to be represented by.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, as long as Chalista has the privilege of casting votes, I don't think there'll be much change.
Okay.
I honestly don't believe that there'll be much change. But the problem I'm having is I don't know where they get so many votes to cast.
Okay.
I've seen that in the past.
Yeah.
We're
close.
But that's about what I got.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much, Kaya.
Have a good weekend.
Yes.
And you too, Akbar. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay.
Brianna.
From Bethel, we got
Alex.
Hey, good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Peter, and good morning to your co-host there.
Yeah, Lillian Atmak.
Yeah, okay, thank you very much. She's my new lad, and I can tease her anywhere
okay.
I want, but I won't do that.
Right. Okay,
all right,
bye.
Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah, easy now.
Yeah, I do have a concern that's coming from the elderly people that's been calling me about fishery schedules, salmon fishery schedules, subsistence schedules.
Okay.
And even for myself, you know, I could read and write and speak. You can speak English. I could read what's written in the news online with KYUK. But I got confused too myself about fishery schedule that supposed to have closed on the 28th, and now it's extended until the end of the month, I understand. And there's a federal fishery on the 1st, is what I understand, for 12 hours. What's missing in that announcement, I believe, is whether or not if there is going to be drift net allowed, and what length, 25 feet or 50 feet. You need to be more specific on that. According to an elder who just called me just a few minutes ago, that he is very confused about fishery schedule. It needs to be announced not only in English, but in also in Yupik.
Yeah.
And we don't need a whole lot of words in it. You know, all we need to know is what day, what time, for how long,
yes,
what mess size, what mess is deep and length, or whether or not it's if it's both set and drift net, or just drift, set net only. And, you know, that needs to be explained to the public out there.
Okay.
That's my concern, and it's also an elderly person's concern. So I don't have a whole lot this time. I'll shut up and listen.
That's fine. Yes, and then we're going to go ahead and read. We appreciate your call, Alex.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Alex.
And let's see. Atmak, did that mention his question? We have a thunder drum announcement regarding that.
It reads, federally qualified subsistence users can fish on the lower Kuskokwim River with 6-inch mesh gill nets till Saturday, June 1st. State restrictions took effect Tuesday in the lower river, closing main stem to gill nets from the mouth, Kuskokwim mouth, to the mouth of the Tulaksac River. These state restrictions only apply to non-federally qualified subsistence users or anyone outside the Kuskokwim. And then we have another announcement from the State Department of Fish and Game. Subsistence fishing will be allowed on the Kuskokwim River main stem within the Yukon Delta Refuge boundaries with 4-inch or less mesh size set nets. From 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. tomorrow, June 1st, set nets may not exceed 60 feet in length and 45 meshes in depth, and may not be operated more than 100 feet from the ordinary high water mark, which we know now is the beach.
Yes.
Set nets must have a keg or buoy with the name and address of the fisherman.
Okay. If any of that is, you know, if you have a question regarding that, you know, of course you can call Fish and Wildlife, 543-3151. And there was another number, but I can't recall.
They have a recording.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Fish and Wildlife Service has a recording at 543-1008.
And that's,
for now, it's in English.
I think they
only
upload that with the latest announcements and, you know, what the requirements are. But we're going to jump into our next caller from Chivac, where you say good morning to James.
Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning, Peter. I haven't skipped her up.
Atmak.
That's Atmak.
Atmak.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Good morning. English, yeah. Good morning to all, both of you, whoever listening to. And one more thing. Good luck to all the fishermen.
Yay.
The money. So good luck. Very much.
Yes.
And fish well. All right. Good morning to you.
Guyana.
Thank you very much, James. Always great to have right to the point greeting from Chivac, you know. And we, that even though the words are short, you know, but it has a good message.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have a caller from Akkachok.
Louis.
Yeah, good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Louis.
Yeah. People need to, from Besser or from surrounding village, they need to teach young people how to search for the body. They need more help over there. And it's hard for us to, some of us are getting a little old, and that's why they need to teach more young people to search.
Yes, that's right.
And next thing, and this one's going out to Fish and Game in Bethel. those 4 inches net are killing our future king salmon. Some of them catch small ones, and they don't let it go, and they always wanted to take it, but they're killing our future king salmon. That's what we need to talk about, too, when they get into the meeting.
Okay.
Kuyana, have a nice day, too.
All right. Kuyana, Louis.
Kuyana, Louis.
Yes. Our lines are open. And our time goes fast, you know. The last half hour, I'll just zoom by so
yep,
fast.
10 more minutes.
You know, yeah, close to 10 minutes. So if you have something, you know, we'd like to hear that, we'd love to hear from you. We, no matter what your topic is, you know, we just, your lines are wide open at this time.
And in regards to king salmon, people can earn $5 per king salmon that you catch this summer. You can go by the ONC multi-purpose building, which I believe is the old bowling alley. Multi-purpose building?
Yeah.
Okay. Or if I'm wrong, someone can fix me.
Yeah.
Or fix it. June 1 or June 8, anytime between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. to get involved in the ONC King Salmon Sampling Program.
Oh, like people need to go to...
Bring their kings to the...
Oh, they got to bring their king.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they can sample them. And then the person who brings the fish can get $5 per king.
Okay, if somebody wants to talk a little bit more about that, you know, from ONC, you know, they're more than welcome to. You have some time left here on the call-in. So, and then we got a lot going on around Bethel area this weekend. We have a call from... Bethel, we have.
Oh, Leanne. Good morning, Leanne.
Yeah, hi. I was just calling to say hi to everyone in Queensland, and I want to let you guys know that I miss you guys and thinking about you. And I want to say hi to my mom, Vera Gregory, and everyone out in the village, Holy Cross. Love and miss you guys.
Well,
I'm pretty sure. If she's listening, I'm sure your mom heard you.
Yes, good for you. That's a...
Yeah, thank you.
Friendly hi from...
Yeah, thank you, too.
Yay. Thank you. Very good. Yes, we... A friendly hi, a friendly greeting like that. Yes, that's
and
nice. Somebody thinking about someone.
For those of us who like to clean out our homes in the spring,
yeah.
There's a big, huge garage sale on Sunday, June 2, over at the Cultural Center. All big tables are for $5, and the doors open at 10:30 for those who want to sell whatever they're bringing. And that will be followed by a giant giveaway on Monday, June 3. All leftover garage sale items will be free to the public from 12 to 3 p.m. That's June 3rd.
Okay.
But the huge garage sale will happen on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
So... If you want to clean out your homes, and if you have a lot of, you know how when it's time to move to another home, we find out how much junk we collect.
Yes.
And we have like 5 minutes left for those of you that might want to call.
You got time. Yes, we got time.
You can call 543-5985, which spells out KYUK.
Yeah. Or 543-2756.
Or toll free at 1-800-995-8954.
Radio at KYUK.org. Yay. Well, look, the clouds have changed form since we've been sitting here. You know, I don't know what kind of clouds those are, but they look exciting. And then blue skies. You know,
maybe for next week, Friday or whenever, Monday, it would be nice to hear if people have been going out to the tundra to check on berries.
Oh, yeah.
And you saw some.
Yeah, well what were you seeing was flowers.
For salmon berries.
Yeah, for salmon berries.
Mm.
And they look beautiful. I should have took a picture of that, you know, but they look so wonderful. Like the stem seems to be longer than the short ones you normally see. This one I seen had a longer stem.
Maybe lot of water, a lot of rain.
Yeah, maybe I don't have to bend as low to pick it to pick it this year.
Or you could just lay down by them and pick them.
Because I heard there are salmon berries, you know, somewhere maybe in southeast, you know, you can
you can pick, you know.
You can pick them standing up.
Yeah.
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 Those high bush, yeah, whatever.
Oh, we have a caller from Bethel. We got
Howard. Good morning, Howard.
Yay. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Fine. We're good.
A nice day out there, huh?
Very nice.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a couple people that are talking about Bethel and liquor store and stuff like that, you know. We try to vote for, you know, people that can use common sense and choose on how and when they will indulge in the liquor store, you know. And it's not to make the strong villages mad or anything. We're trying to make revenue for our community, and we're trying our best to figure how else can we do this. You know, this, we are really going through a hard time in our nation, mm-hmm, and our state. We have very limited funds now for projects, you know, and it's dwindling fast too. But we're trying to not hurt people. We're trying to get people to think, you know, please, if you're going to drink, don't do it on a daily basis, you know.
Okay.
Pick a day. Pick one day. Don't
okay,
delve around town and drink in public there, because it hurts.
Okay. Our time is going to be up, so.
Huh?
Our time is going to be up, so go ahead.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a lot of people from Bethel their vote is seeking the Bethel. Now, I know there's a lot of people from the Sun Villages working here in Bethel.
Okay.
And they, you know, their heart is with the village and not with, you know, us, you know.
Okay.
Thank you for your call.
We appreciate your call, though. And to everyone else that was listening today, we appreciate you tuning into KYUK.
And those that called, thank you for calling.
And those ones that took the time to call, we appreciate it. We want everyone to have a safe weekend, mm-hmm, a wonderful weekend.
Enjoy,
you know. Yes, enjoy.
Especially those in fish camp.
Yay. So have a wonderful day. Help each other when you can. There's a search and rescue effort going on, so if you got time, join them. We thank everyone, and we wish you a very wonderful weekend. Be safe out
there.
We'll
see ya.
Okay. Everybody on the floor now, jumping like a kangaroo. Do, do, do. YUK Local Newscast.